I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Going on right now, KISW.com smashes auction for Seattle Rock Day. That would be Seattle musicians' access to sustainable health care. And it's just that, providing musicians with proper and affordable health care. Mm-hmm. So there are a handful of items that are up at KISW.com right now that you can make a bid on. The bidding and the auction ends at 5:30. By the way, you can still go and just make a cash donation, whatever you'd like to give, and help out the fine folks at Smash, as we're doing that all day during Seattle Rock Day. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. We have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Opponent.
Hola. Hola. Ken, are you sober or not sober?
Stone cold, however, I did enjoy a beer at my friend's brewery. Shout out The Stoop. They're doing an event tonight to benefit females in the brewing profession.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah, they make good beer.
They do make really good beer. All right, Ken, men's room poll.
What, women or Stoop?
Stoop.
Oh, God.
Well, women too.
Yes, both.
Not women. Not them lady folk. I'm just saying Stoop.
Don't you drink a wine cooler? All right, Ken, pick an auction item from Smash to Own. Would you like the Pearl Jam Home Show's autograph poster, the Guns N' Roses Blacklit autograph poster, the Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster, or the signed Fender Strat from the 2015 Pain in the Grass Show?
Well, I'm torn. Originally, I thought that Duff McKagan signed one because I used to work with one of his brothers-in-law, and he used to love to tell the story that how the band members would never call Axel by names, only by calling him that redheaded effer. but instead, I actually won tickets to a concert to see Pearl Jam in 2000 at Memorial Stadium, so I'd have to go sign Pearl Jam.
You're like talking to a wife when you come home. You understand that, Ken? Like, how was your day today? Well, I woke up at 6:15 and kind of had a little bit of a headache on, but I finally took some Advil, and by about 6:30, it was kind of on its way. Then I made a cup of tea and read the newspaper. Then after that, I thought about maybe jumping in the shower.
Asking your wife, hey, how are you? How it gets translated is, I would like an itemized list of every emotion and every physical activity you did from the time you woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you
they
would make a good wife. That's all I'm saying, Ken.
Well, thank you.
That is a very nice compliment. Ken, if you were a chick, I'd marry you.
I would. Maybe even just right now, like you are.
No soft lips.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ken.
Oh, shucks, I'm blushing.
Here is your question. Temple of the Dog was comprised of members from which two other bands?
Soundgarden and Pearl Jam.
Oh. You're so close. And we're not splitting hairs here. But you have to keep in mind, when Temple of the Dog came out, Pearl Jam did not exist yet. This is the transition.
Right.
So Soundgarden and Mother Love Bone would have been the two bands.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of did that on purpose.
It's a trick question.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, you're right. It's just Pearl Jam was not a band.
We were hoping
you'd
fail.
I'm right, but I'm not right.
Yeah, you're close.
You're close, right. All right, which of these bands was the first to form back in 1984? Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, or Nirvana?
Let's go with Soundgarden.
There you go. The old men.
Mm-hmm.
The old band. Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Stoner Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Jen, not sober. All right. Jen, pick an auction item from Smash to Own. Keep in mind, these auction items, all of them will close at 5:30 this afternoon. So, will it be a Pearl Jam Home Show's autograph poster, Incredible piece of artwork on that thing, by the way. The GNR black lit autograph poster. It is autographed by Duff McKagan. The Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster, signed by the entire band. Or a signed Fender Strat from all the 2015 Pain in the Grass performers.
Man, it's just tough. That Metallica one's pretty sweet, too. But I got to go Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam home shows. Autograph poster.
Pearl Jammy Jam.
By the way, it's still up for auction. And it's, I mean, depending on your financial situation and how much money you spent the last year, it's considering what it is, it's not at the highest price in the world right now. I mean, it is for me. But
it's getting up there.
It is getting up.
But it's a one-of-a-kind thing.
It is.
I mean, it really, really is. All right there, Stoner Jen, here is your question. Dave Matthews currently calls Seattle home, but what state does he originally hail from?
I'll give you a hint, Jim.
Louisiana.
No,
that's not a good hint.
No, Louisiana.
West Virginia.
No, that's not.
West Virginia.
No, because West Virginia, they talk like a little bit more of a draw to them, but there's no marbles in the mouth. So you might say, I need to go out and get a light bulb. That's one thing. That's West Virginia. But in Virginia, they go, I need to go downtown. I'll get myself a light bulb. Sounds like that.
Everyone in Virginia sounds like Yosemite Sam.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go down to the Walmart and pick up some dog food. I wish I could get these marbles out of my mouth, Jimmy.
Everyone in Virginia is born with jowls.
Right, pretty much. They all look like Mitch McConnell.
I'm going to take you to Red Lobster tonight.
All right, Stoner Jen, here is your question. Which band...
Wait, so where is he from?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Hey.
Virginia.
I'm Virginia. Oh. Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia.
Surprised you can understand him when he sings.
We have a lot of interesting gatherings here. Don't drink the water.
I was pretty stoned and drunk that whole concert, so, but it was a good show.
It's Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews concert.
Everybody.
Everybody's drunk and stoned.
Yeah. They were probably drunk and stoned.
Dave Matthews was on a great show.
Oh, I know.
Well, some people aren't drunk and stoned. Some are drunk, some are stoned.
Some are DDs. All right, your question. Which band released a cover version of the Beatles song Come Together? Which I use as the theme song of my orgies.
Aerosmith.
This is a Seattle band.
You're right. Aerosmith did a fine cover of them.
Yeah,
they really did.
Dang it. I'm so dumb.
No.
I wasn't really paying attention when you said the question. Sorry, I spaced out first.
I want to see you like on Jeopardy.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What? It is, in fact, Soundgarden. Yeah.
They did a lot of cool covers.
Dang it.
Didn't they do, what was the Devo cover they did? Didn't Soundgarden, Girl You Want?
They did a cover of that?
Pretty sure.
What a dangerous I am.
Girl You Want.
Miles is a Devo fan.
I'm a Soundgarden fan, too.
But more Devo.
Yeah.
All right. Let's stay in now Seattle, but not so much the music world. What was the Boeing company originally? Did they build boats, motorcycles, trains, or buses?
Shoot, if I get this wrong, I'm going to get scorned from my family. I'm a Boeing family. Trains?
Boy, your family's going to hate you.
Yeah.
Buses?
Nope.
Boats. Sorry, Dad.
They made boats. I'm sure that was an easy transition. Mm-hmm. We can float on the water. We can float in the air. Come on, boys.
Right. They're just like, listen, we're not doing cars.
Right.
We're not doing buses. We either do stuff on the water or get up in the air.
That's it. We don't like roads.
Ground transport.
All right, Jen, multiple choice. Which city gets more annual rainfall than Seattle? Denver, Houston, Detroit, or San Francisco?
Denver.
Denver.
My God.
Houston.
What the heck?
It is, in fact, Houston, Texas.
Yeah, because the thunderstorms and stuff, the amount of rain that comes down when it rains there is massive.
It's unbelievable. That city is so humid all the time.
This is awful.
How many questions deep are you, Jen?
Right now, Jen is on question number five.
Question number five?
Oh, all right.
That's not so bad.
I was on like seven or eight.
Yeah, I mean, you're only kind of stupid, not real stupid, so.
Just slightly stupid.
All right, here's your question, dummy. In which year was Starbucks opened in Seattle?
71.
Oh, my God. How
did
you
know
that?
That?
I work there. So.
Oh, I see. Very good. Okay.
Okay. The family works at Boeing. She works at Starbucks.
I have no idea about Boeing, but I'll do the Starbucks. All right. Big Dummy is the game. 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, Bichola.
Hola. Bill, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
You are sober?
I'm not sober.
Oh, God.
I've been smoking some Chernobyl over here from Mount Bayshore over here in my shed.
I see, Bill. All right, men's room poll. Pick an auction item from Smash to Own. Will it be the Pearl Jam Home Show's autograph poster, the GNR Blacklit autograph poster, the Metallica Seattle Show poster, or the signed Fender Strat from the 2015 Paint in the Grass Show?
Oh, I'm going to go that signed Fender Strat. I don't know what anybody else is going for. That sounds like I'd love to have that.
Did you say Bill or Phil?
Bill.
Phil, Dr. Phil.
Oh, Phil.
Phil. Phil. Phil. I was like, how many freaking identities do you have, Eastwood? God, I cannot keep up.
A lot of people call me Bill, but no, I'm Dr. Phil. I work at Pepsi, retired out there, and so I call it in. I'm the big dummy.
Okay.
All right. Good to hear from you, Dr. Phil.
That's all my boys out there driving their trucks, you know, like Foley and the rest of the guys, man.
That's what doctors do.
That's all they do.
I just kept the trucks running. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question there. What is the name of the world's longest floating bridge? It's located in Seattle. Hello.
Floating bridge.
Yes.
We just always call it a floating bridge. You got two of them, huh? I don't know. The Evergreen State Bridge? I don't know.
I was going to say, it's the 520?
It's the 520, but it's an evergreen floating bridge.
Huh.
All right.
Way to go, Phil.
Eastwood, being Phil, of course, doesn't say the 520 bridge. Like 99.9% of everyone in the area, he goes with evergreen. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is one of the biggest span bridges on the West Coast? Right here on Aurora. What is the actual name of the bridge?
Okay, hang on.
The Aurora Bridge?
The Aurora Bridge. What's the actual name of the Aurora Bridge?
Is it the George Washington?
The George Washington Memorial Bridge.
Okay, that's all right.
Why did he get all the bridges?
I don't know. And he got the state. He got the bridge.
When you drive through New York or around New York City, that was always a thing. You take the GW Bridge.
Right. Well, technically, sometimes the person who's named after something has just something remotely to do with the area. Say, Seattle. Chief Seattle, right?
Sure.
Yeah. George Washington never stepped foot west of the frickin' Mississippi.
But he was the first president. And he won.
All right.
But hey, man, look.
Still.
If you're the first president and you won the revolution,
you get a dollar bill. You get all that stuff.
That's where he got cheated.
You got a quarter?
Look, dude, we'll put you on the $1 bill, but we're going to name everything after you. Meanwhile, you got Grant, right? You're a drunk. We'll put you on 50.
I mean, how many?
Benjamin Franklin.
You weren't
even president.
If you were George Washington, even you would say, this is too much, guys. I do not need another.
But he's the first president.
Washington Monument.
You're saying we bring Washington back from the dead to say, hey, look. Now, you did not know this at the time you died, but this country has expanded beyond your wildest dreams.
Right.
Here's a map of the joint, right? We're cool with England now, all this stuff. You think he'd look at this and be like, it's too much.
You named the capital of the United States after me. Great. You put a monument there for me. Great. Now I got a state named after me. That's fantastic. Now I've got a football team named after me in the NFL. Pretty cool too, right? I've got a quarter. I got a dollar. I got all this stuff. Why do I need anything else?
I'm just saying. But I think if I'm George Washington, as we're bringing him up to speed, right? Now keep in mind, he doesn't know a lot of these other guys. So he says, I'm on the $1 bill.
Who's on the five?
They'd be like, who the hell is this dude on the five? Why is he being like, oh, dude, that's Abe Lincoln. He's a little tired.
He's worth five times more than you.
He did some other stuff. But then he'd be like, Ben goddamn Franklin got a 100?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the president. Mm-hmm. This was a friend of mine. You gave this son of a bitch the $100 bill. But it's like, look, George, but we named a state you've never seen in your life after you. It wasn't even part of the country. I don't think he would say
too much.
I think he'd be mad about the $1 bill.
Too much.
I win the revolution, but Ben Franklin gets 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the Benjis.
The only thing you tell me about is crossing a river and cutting down a cherry tree. Come on.
And I didn't chop down a goddamn cherry tree.
I mean, this is a terrible
idea. I think his mind's just going to be blown. Where is this? What is the mountain range?
Why?
The trees are how big? And they named it after me? That seems nice.
It's almost like someone who's the person who will I went online and got a star named after you. You'd be like, thanks.
I think part of it, too, is the state of Washington. You're so far out here and you become a state, right?
They ran out of names.
Well, you got to have something I don't know. Like,
you could have gone Lincoln. He's on the state flag.
Like, he's never even been here. You know what I'm saying?
You could have named it Franklin.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Where do you live in Seattle? Franklin, right? Give
Ben. I am happy they did not name it after Franklin. Right.
Well, it's like me having a mountain range
and the turkeys
on Mars named after me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
would that be too much?
Why the hell's it named after me?
Wouldn't you be happy if they were like,
yeah,
look, man, we did. We're on Mars. We found some. We found a rock formation that looks like your nose.
It's huge,
and we it's just massive.
So it's Montgomery Mastiff,
right?
And it looks like your nose. It's real size.
So we call it Montgomery Peak.
People can't even scale the damn.
I mean, on some level, you had to be flattered, right? You've never been to goddamn Mars. You got nothing to do with it. But still,
call Bellevue and get a plastic surgeon. Right. So just absolutely mentally broken after that. Take a little off the edge, Doc. Come on, man. They're making fun of me. They're going to put them out on Mars named after my nose.
Well, they're not making fun. All right, so
wait a minute.
Do you
that's
take
the time you choose to get plastic surgery?
Yeah, because
they're giving you an honor. Now you're like, no. You know what? Cut it off.
Oh, wait, right, exactly. Wait. Exactly. Is it an honor?
No,
if
it's
you're
not
naming
an honor.
It because your nose is so big that when they saw a mountain, they're like, it reminds me of that Montgomery fellow.
Yeah, it's like the smallest weed was named after your penis. You know,
right.
You'd be like, oh, thanks. It's a little
that's not
tiny,
awesome.
Small weed. Thanks.
Yeah, but it gets you high.
Game is big, dummy. 206-4200.
Smallest weed, biggest buzz.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Cliff. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whore.
Liquor and whore.
Cliff, are you sober? Not sober.
Not sober. Baked.
All right.
All right.
Good for you, Cliff. Okay. In honor of Seattle Rock Day and our auction that's heading into its final few hours here, 5:30. Basically got 2 hours to get to KSW.com. Bid on any of these items. But in this instance, you just pick the one you would like to have the most. So the Pearl Jam Home Shows poster, the GNR Blacklit poster, Metallica Seattle Show poster, or the signed Fender Strat from the 2015 Pain in the Grass Show.
Metallica, definitely, bro.
Metallica it is. Okay, very good.
All right. Here is your question. At which famous location in Seattle was the show The Killing filmed?
God. I don't know. Molly Thurst.
Lisa has it a guess.
Queen Anne?
The Discovery Park.
Oh, that Queen Anne. God damn.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry.
You all right?
All right. I'm sure it was Man by the Away. By the way.
Cliff, what is going on in your home?
Oh, nothing. Just me and Terry just getting high.
Okay. All right. Just him and Terry getting high.
You
and Terry? Hey, tell Terry to go outside and smoke a cigarette for a little bit, right?
Okay.
Tell her to grab a Salem 100 and go in the back porch and we'll talk to her.
So was that not the radio? Was that just Terry?
That's Terry.
I think it's both.
No, that was Terry.
That was both. All right.
All right, here's your question.
Dang, Terry!
Why are you so loud?
Yeah. Get out of the way, Terry!
Can't you get a normal partner, Cliff?
Get out of the way, Terry!
No.
I know.
He needs more weed. Chill out, man.
All right, man.
All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What is the speed of the elevator that travels to the top of the Space Needle? 200, 400, 800, or 1,000 feet per minute?
1,000. Ah, damn it.
700.
That was not even one of the options, Ted.
800.
800, yes. 700.
700.
What was it?
It's 800.
800.
800. I was off here. Okay.
All right, your question. Pearl Jam's debut album was called 10. What was their 10th album called?
Oh, wow.
Was it Lightning Bolt, King Animal, Like Clockwork, or High Rise?
High Rise.
Lightning
Bolt. Oh, God, I'm done.
Lightning Bolt.
Lightning Bolt.
Lightning Bolt. Oh.
All right, your question. Another multiple choice for you. Where did the band announce its new name, Pearl Jam? KNDD, KZOK, KISW, or KPLU?
KISW.
Goddamn
it. God, there it is.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
That's right. Who would have thought we'd ask that question? You sure it wasn't the end? You sure? More of a Big Dummy coming up on Seattle Rock Day. 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. An Odyssey station.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Hey, Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes celebrates Seattle's rock food staples. Some of the late night places you probably dropped into after the show. Here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, Chef's coming up. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, JD. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. JD, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
JD, please tell me you're like a Jim Beam guy or Crown Royal.
No, I'm a whiskey man. So, yeah, Jim Beam, yeah.
All right, I just figured with a name like JD, so, you can go Jack Daniels. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do a lot of Jack Daniels, but
okay.
I have drinking it. So.
Sure. All right, our men's room poll, JD. Pick an auction item from Smash to Own. Keep in mind, the auction does close here in about an hour and a half at 5:30. Are you going to take that Pearl Jam home show autograph poster? The Guns N' Roses black-lit autograph poster from Duff McKagan? Metallica last show in Seattle, their autograph poster? Or the signed Fender Strat from 2015's Pain in the Grass?
I got to go with the Pearl Jam, man.
Pearl Jam it is. And they're doing real well on the bidding now in that auction.
Yes,
well.
They are. You're not alone in that thought. Right.
Yeah, I am not bidding on that because of that.
Well, it was, you know, earlier in the day, it was around $600.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw one point in time, it was $810 the last time I checked.
I saw $900 last time I checked.
But always, whenever I look at this, I just think of that guy who buys something and then goes on, like, the Antique Roadshow on PBS.
Yeah. Like, they paid $1,000 for this. Like, well, that's worse now. $1,300. He's like, yes!
Yes! Like, all right.
All right, here's your question. What was the first professional sports organization in the city of Seattle? NFL, NHL, NBA, or MLB?
I think I'm going to go with MLB.
Ah, no.
Believe it or not, it was the
NHL.
Believe it or not, it was the NBA.
NBA.
Metropolitan.
Not.
Yeah.
Not. Yes, not. Well, you got to remember the Pilots. They were close, and then they moved to Milwaukee, and then they got that franchise with the Brewers the next year. So when we had a baseball team, they weren't a Major League Baseball team, but when they moved to Milwaukee,
the
they became
a team.
No, the baseball team.
Yeah.
They became
I don't watch but I a thought lot of the, baseball.
The Seattle so. Metropolitans won the NHL in, like, the... They were the first American team to win it, like, in the... Was it 30s?
Were they?
I'm not sure it was the NHL that made it.
It may not have been.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I do know they're the first. Seattle had the first Stanley Cup ever won outside of Canada.
Okay.
What I do know, Ted, is whatever we're wrong about, we will find out shortly. By multiple people. That is how it
works. I showed Mike the plaque the other day downtown.
Oh, yeah?
Where the arena used to be.
Okay.
Right by the original University of Washington.
Where was the original University of Washington?
It's now that fancy hotel. Like, is it there?
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Where the baseball team played? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the arena.
Oh, the arena. The arena. Because I know there's an old plaque somewhere, too, down in, like, near Pioneer Square, where the baseball team played at one point. And it's like Babe Ruth played there before going to Japan for some kind of, like...
Why don't we go plaque hunting?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of cool ones.
I believe that's the Fairmont Olympic Hotel that was the original
University.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just right here.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's all right there. If you go to that Subway, you're basically at the spot where they won the Stanley Cup.
The Subway?
I'll be there.
That Subway.
Huh? Because the building right next door.
Yeah, you're right.
Jesus, man. I gotta walk you through downtown, boys.
That's right.
And the guy that designed those buildings, it was the original designs that became the World Trade.
First bottle beer fight was at Shuckers. 1921.
All right. Here's your question. The hymn for what branch of the U.S. military begins with the line, quote, from the halls of Montezuma?
Walk the plains of Texas from sea to shining sea. Jesus, man, I could say the song.
I got everyone can apparently.
Yeah.
You got a 1-in-4 shot. Branch of the U.S. military.
Oh Jesus! My father's a Navy vet. This is killing me.
That.
Oh,
man, you're right there. Like,
man.
Sometimes they hang out with the Navy.
Yeah.
What happens when you get high?
So what branch are you going to go with?
Tree.
I'm just going to shoot up the Army.
Dude, the Marines.
The Marines.
The Marines.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's also like the most famous one that an average civilian would know.
That's why everybody's saying it.
That's why everyone knows it.
Well, now you know.
I don't know why it's funny. My dad was in the Navy.
It's the Department of the Navy, so.
Right. He's not wrong.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, they kind of know each other. All right, here's your question. Which martial art does Miss Piggy practice?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I didn't watch that.
Any guesses?
You could guess a martial art.
She's got to be karate.
Yeah, I was going to say karate.
Would that be pork chop?
Karate.
All right.
There you go, JD.
Yes, the patented pork chop. Originally, she was studying Muay Thai, but they didn't feel people were ready for that.
Well, sir, lack of elbows.
The game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. We have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game.
Yeah. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
I am. I'm still at work.
All right, Brandon. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick an item from the Smash auction. Still going on now. KISW.com to own. You want that Pearl Jam home show autograph poster, the Guns N' Roses black lit autograph poster, the Metallica Seattle show autograph poster, or the signed Fender Strat from 2015's Pain in the Grass?
I'm going with Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Definitely not the guitar.
Okay. Well, if you get a guitar, you get a guitar. That's the cool thing about having a guitar.
I mean, look, every autograph.
I got a guitar.
You just can't really play it, I don't think.
I mean, you can.
I bet you're probably
sweating off all the.
I mean, if it's signed by that dude, it's not really worth anything.
The guy from 3 Days Grace?
Look, man, there's like 1,000 signatures. He's just one.
He's going to be able to read it.
He's poisoned the whole thing.
He probably got so mad he didn't sign it that day.
There's a distinct possibility. Yeah.
He was having a meltdown.
Oh, hey, can I do a quick shout-out? I wanted to say, since it's Seattle Rock Day, I want to give a shout-out to the people that run the Charleston down in Bremerton. It's a venue.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, it's a lot of good people. They give a lot of small bands good chances.
Very cool.
Nice.
More of you need to do that. Just saying. All right, here's your question. Where did Pearl Jam, using a different name, play its very first show? Was it the Moore Theater, the Off-Ramp, the Gorge, or the Crocodile?
The Off-Ramp?
One and done, Brandon.
Yeah.
Nice well job. Done, sir.
Very, very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Samantha, you are sober or not sober?
I got to be sober. I'm at work still.
All right.
I like people, man. I got to be sober at work. Now, I can make a call to a radio station. I just can't be drunk.
All right, Samantha Smiles, pick an auction item here. It will be the Pearl Jam Home Show Autograph Poster, the Guns N' Roses Black Lit Autograph Poster, Metallica Seattle Show Autograph Poster, or the signed Fender Strat from 2015 Pain in the Grass Bands.
If it were me, I'd probably pick the Fender just because I love instruments. But we just lost a good buddy over the weekend, and he's a huge Metallica fan, so I'm going to have to go with the Metallica poster.
Okay, sorry to hear that, Sam.
It's all good. It's all right.
And it's not all good. Way to bring the room down. Mm-hmm. I mean, goodness gracious, man.
You're having a great day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, when you think about it, it's like, I bet you he'd kick my ass if you're like, what are you doing? Kick the damn poster.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, here is your question. You know, let's start with Seattle Rock Day style. Which band did not originate from Seattle? Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, or Nirvana?
I'm going to go with Pearl Jam.
And it's not any better from San Diego.
Mm-hmm. So which band didn't originate from Seattle?
Correct.
And it was Pearl Jam, obviously wrong. Mm-hmm. Alice in Chains, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Soundgarden. The big four.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
mean, is it Nirvana because of Aberdeen? Yeah.
Right. Correct.
Soundgarden used to perform at Rockhaven here on the Coils up in our area. So that's why I thought they were from around here.
Okay.
Where's your area?
Well, I'm in Port Havoc right now, but like out in the Coil and stuff, we used to gather bands out there all the time. Rockhaven, it was old school. They don't have it anymore, but yeah, there was a lot of people that came out there and played. I believe Soundgarden and Pearl Jam included, actually.
That's very damn.
Spoon Man is about a guy that's local here.
Oh, yeah. We've seen him. We've seen him perform probably 8 times now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. People go nuts for that. My cousin flew in years ago. He's a Philadelphia Eagles fan. It was a Monday night game. Hawks playing the Eagles. Hawks mopped the floor of the Eagles, by the way. But he shows up, and so we're at the game, and they go to halftime, and I don't realize that the Spoon Man, because I always ignore halftimes, I just do. But the Spoon Man's out there, but the crowd goes ballistic, and cousin's like, who the hell is that crazy-ass man with the spoons? I'm like, that's the Spoon Man. He's like, no, but who is that? He's the Spoon Man. That, the guy playing the spoons, that's the Spoon Man.
Never used a fork, never used a knife, only spoons.
I couldn't tell you that.
He only eats soup and cereal.
That's it.
Spoon Man.
That's how he lives. All right, Samantha, bear with me on this because I have to try to say the name of this phobia. Anatidiaphobia. Anatidiaphobia is the fear of what watching you? Is it God, the devil, a stranger, or a duck?
It's a duck.
It's a duck?
How did you know that?
Because, long story, we had a duck crew back in the day, man. It was like a group of us, and I remember reading that, thinking to myself, look at us watching people. They're all pipping. Long story.
You got an interesting place where you live there. You got Spoon Man, you got duck stuff.
You're aware of what anatidiaphobia is. Like, oh, that's the fear that it. Keep in mind, again, you're not scared of ducks. You're scared that a duck is watching you. Like, that's the phobia.
Just that he's watching.
You look up anywhere, and there's a duck in the window just staring at you.
Which gives rise to the name of Peking duck. See how I did that?
Mm, oh, man. Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rob.
Nothing to do with the city. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola. Hola.
Kevin, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Kevin, welcome to the show. And Seattle Rock Day. Men's room poll, pick an item from Smash to Own. Keep in mind, all these items are still up for bids at KISW.com until 5:30. So will that be the Pearl Jam autograph poster, the GNR Black Lit autograph poster, Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster, or the signed Fender Strat from 2015's Paint in the Grass?
I'll go with the Metallica poster.
Metallica poster, it is.
Okay.
Yowka.
All right, let's see what we got here for you. All right, here's your question. Seattle is home to the largest man-made island in the United States. What is that island called?
Can you repeat the question?
I sure can. Seattle is home to the largest man-made island in the United States. What is the island called?
I'm
going to
go with Mercer Island.
That's not actually a bad guess.
Harbor Island?
Harbor Island.
Oh.
Where's Harbor Island?
Like where the ships come in and they get all the containers off them and stuff?
So that is an actual, it's floating out there, or is it?
I don't know.
If it's built as an island.
But they built it as an obelisk. Keep in mind, if you look at the shape of it, you go like, right, nature did not give us a square, right?
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
To me, that's the only tip off. Like, right, it is a square.
All right. I did not know that one.
Yeah.
I honestly, I just was running through my head of all the islands I know around, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be Harbor Island.
Right, just the shape alone. You go like, probably the square. All right, here is your question. True or false? 10% of the ice in Antarctica is made of penguin pee.
False.
Yes, that's true.
That's false.
Oh, it is
false. Oh, you didn't say false. My bad.
Oh, okay. Golly, I was thinking, man, that's a lot of iron.
He got it.
That's a lot
but
of iron.
That said, 3% of the ice in Antarctica is, in fact, penguin pee.
Which would be impressive if I wasn't sold this 10% bill of goods. That's
right. I'm still 3% of Antarctica ice is pee.
That's a lot of penguins.
That is a lot of pee.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
John, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show. John, do you know what you want from the men's room auction there at KISW.com?
Huh?
Our men's room poll, John. Pick an auction item from... Oh. Yes, do you know what you want already?
I was kind of leaning towards the guitar, but I'm thinking I'm going to take the Pearl Jam poster.
Okay, Pearl Jam it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Pearl Jam's cleaning up today. Mm-hmm.
Well, a funny story about Eddie Vedder. He almost backed into my car once.
All right.
What was he driving?
Home, and he was pulling into the restaurant across from my apartment and almost backed into me.
What kind of car was he driving?
He was with his family, so it was like a Porsche Panorama with like the butterfly doors for the passenger side and the back seat. So it was his wife and kids got out first, and I was going to yell at the driver, and then the little guy got out with his brand new Cubs hat, and I'm like, I can't punch Eddie, so.
Did you ask him if he was still alive?
Hey, if your kid wasn't here, Vedder, I'd have punched you in the face. Damn. If it makes you feel any better, Dave Matthews almost ran over my wife once.
Did she say, oh, you almost crashed into me?
Huh, I'm sure he's heard him like that. And guess what he was driving? It's Dave Matthews.
Subaru.
Oh, probably something electric.
It's Prius. Probably high,
Prius. It was a Prius, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, of course it was a Prius. This guy's more money than God, and of course Dave Matthews bought a Prius. Sorry, I just can't wrap my head around it. All right, here is your question. Architect Frank Gehry designed which Seattle iconic building?
Can you repeat the person, sorry?
Frank Gehry. He's an architect. So who created the design for this significant... What's that?
Was it Space Needle?
Not a terrible guess.
EMP.
Yes, the EMP.
Right area.
You know, we're just talking about Dave Matthews, right? And one of the things was 2004, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews' band made the news because they were leaving the city of Chicago, and the tour bus driver, not the band, but the bus driver, opened basically the septic tank over a grated bridge and dumped a bunch of crap into the Chicago River.
Right.
But he got busted doing it, so it's a big thing. But here's the question. Now, Dave Matthews' band's bus dumped how many pounds of poop into the Chicago River? 200?
Was it like...
200, 400, 600, or 800 pounds?
It was like 600 pounds.
No.
800 pounds of granola and yogurt.
About, like a touring boat or something. There was a bunch of people.
Yes, that is. You can't walk across that bridge without five different boats going under you every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I've done it.
Why do you have 800 pounds of poop? I mean, we know there's a lot of cats in the band, man, but 800 pounds of poop.
What year was that?
2004,
2005. All right.
I think. Yes, I was in Chicago like only a few weeks after that.
Did you go under the bridge, look up, and say?
Yeah, Miles is right. If you take one of those architectural tours on the river, and then you know go out and cruise in the lake, like you have to go under that bridge.
Is everyone like? Yeah!
They're big open air ferries that have like rows of seats, and they're wide boats. You know, I mean, like 100 people can fit on these boats. So it's not like you dumped it on like just a little portion of people. No, you sprayed an entire like seating section to the stadium, basically.
And it wasn't that funny to the lady running the boat. Because me and my brother thought it was hilarious.
Well, of course she didn't think it's funny. 800 pounds of poop came dropping out of the sky on her ass, man. I wouldn't think it's funny either. And you know that was like the nutritious.
Well, you know the bus driver laughed.
Oh, I guarantee
that. He was having a hoot.
All right, here's your question. sweet, bitter, sour, or salty? Cats cannot taste which.
I want to say sweet.
All right, there you go.
You got it. Explains okay. so much.
Right. Do we want to do one more contestant?
One
a big
more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's one do one more. Seattle Rock Day. What the hell? Who is it?
It's Matt. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
I am 100% sober.
Welcome to the show, Matt. Welcome to Seattle Rock Day. Okay, keep in mind, the auction for these items ends at 5:30. This all benefits Smash, Seattle Musicians Access to sustainable health care. They provide health care for musicians who need it, proper and affordable health care. So it's a great thing they do. So the question is, all these are up for auction right now. Which one would you pick if you could? The Pearl Jam autograph poster from the home shows. The Guns N' Roses Blacklit autograph poster. The Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster. Or the signed Fender Strat from 2015's Pain in the Grass.
I want that guitar. You I got love the Lamb guitar. Of God.
All right, very cool. And Randy is a very nice guy. He spent the entire time backstage just basically petting kittens from the Motley Zoo.
Yeah.
That's all he was doing. Give me that cat. Give me that other cat. Give me that dog.
It is a little weird to be backstage painting in the grass, right? Because they show up with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So all these, like, massive rockers that, you know, the Rob Zombies, the Marilyn Man, all these people, like, at some point, you see them bigger than life, and they're scary and all this crap, and they're there, like, holding two kittens.
There's Rob Zombie with, like, a puppy. No,
come here. Then walks out on stage. Rawr. I'm like, yeah, we saw the other side of you, bud.
Why don't you write a song about kittens?
Yeah. We know you like kittens. All right, here's your question. What happened to the old city of Seattle? Multiple choice. The original city sunk underwater. The original city burned to the ground. The original city is the current city. Or the city was destroyed by an earthquake.
Oh, you know, I was reading about this recently, and I believe it was burned down.
You got it.
You nailed it.
Very good.
There you go.
All right.
Reading is beneficial.
Head Chef coming up as we continue with Seattle Rock Day. Ted's Meat and Potatoes celebrate Seattle's fine rock food staples throughout the years. You are listening to The Men's Room.